I've got to make sure that if I'm going to show my people that I've got integrity, that I do what I say I'm going to do, that I'm going to show up at the same time every single week, that my message never changes.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is Adam A. Adams, your host. And the point of the podcast is to help you be a better podcaster. We want to make sure you're monetizing, you're growing your audience, you're being able to leave a better legacy. Because obviously, there's two reasons why you had a podcast. You either want to make money through your podcast, or you want to leave a legacy. Or maybe you want to do both. But there's only two reasons. You either want to make an impact or an income. Or both. So we're talking a little bit about one of the things that's going to allow you to make a bigger impact and certainly allow you, if you do want to monetize, to make that bigger income through your podcast. And the moral of the story today is consistency and congruency. I think that consistency slash congruency equals integrity. And I noticed, because I had a few people, a few good friends, and a couple of podcast guests that have recently mentioned that they listen to the podcast. And in some cases, like, I was really touched. I was really moved. I'm glad that I have a podcast that can help people. Like, that makes me really, really happy. But for some reason, when they are my friends and they reach out to me and they say that they listen to the podcast, it makes that impact even a little bit bigger for me. And so for those of you who say, who have told me face to face, I listen to your podcast, I love your podcast, you are the one that I have to thank for this. And you know who you are. I've been speaking with you guys. You're the ones that have been saying that. So thank you. But as you said that you liked the podcast, as you told me, hey, I love the podcast, I listen to it every day. I got another email this morning that said, Adam, I heard that you are ready for some people to come onto your podcast as guests. And they said something to the effect of, I've listened to almost all of your episodes. And we've had like over 230 episodes published, let alone recorded. He said he listened to practically every single one. And it's just an honor that friends, that family, that podcast listeners are reaching out. And I get to learn that. And when it happened, this is what we're coming to here. When that happened, I said, I better listen to my podcast because I haven't listened to it in a little while. Now that we've got pretty close to 60 clients right now, and with those clients, it takes work, it takes time, it takes effort to be able to serve them. So we want to be able to do the best job for our clients. So it takes time and effort. And because of that, I'm listening to more of our client podcasts than my own podcast. I had this impression that I didn't need to listen to my own podcast because I was there. I was the one who effing recorded it. Why would I need to listen to it again? I was there. I know the stuff. And secondarily, I interviewed that person. But what's interesting is I did take a little bit of time and I did listen to some of the episodes. I listened to basically episodes 200 through around 230. And it took me a little bit of time. Of course, I listened on double speed. That's just how I am. I have to listen to everything on double speed. A lot of dyslexic people do that. Because we get distracted. If we listen on single speed, we actually can't understand it. We can't understand it at single speed because our brain wants to think of all of these other things all at the same time. But if it's at least at double speed, we don't go into la-la land. So that's why I was listening on double. The point being that there is the moral of today's story is consistency, congruency, equaling integrity. And the more that you can be consistent and congruent in your message and in your episode publishing, the more integrity that your listener is going to see for you, the more likely they'll be able to do business with you. As we said before, one of the reasons why people start podcasts is for income. It's to be able to make money. It's monetize. And it's going to be very challenging for you if you're not demonstrating on your show consistency and congruency. Then if you're not demonstrating that, it will be very challenging for your listener to look at you as the type of person that they want to do business with, right? A couple of the people that reached out to me, for example, they talked a little bit about how we had an employee pass away and how we were dealing with it, and they sent their condolences. Additionally, they mentioned that my schedule, Matt Cummings for sure, and one other person, I can't remember who right now, but they mentioned my schedule. They're like, I think that's really cool. I admire that you take Mondays and Fridays off. And that's where this comes, because basically I'm just letting you know that I made a mistake. I didn't know that I made a mistake. I made one and didn't even know it. So here's what happened with my podcast, because I wasn't showing congruency in a piece. And it's because in the episode from 200 to 230, I listened to a bunch of those episodes, almost all of them, as I was listening to them, I thought to myself, I heard myself say on one of them that my coaching calls are on Tuesday, my podcast episodes are on Wednesday. And it said something like, I do 6 podcast episodes every Wednesday, 6 to 8 podcast episodes. And it also said something like, I take Mondays completely off and I take Fridays completely off. And geez, the thing is that it happened on 3 different episodes, and I really want to bring out whatever is true. So I'm going to do that quickly in short. And your takeaway today is I've got to make sure that I'm not making the same mistake Adam made. I've got to make sure that if I'm going to show my people that I've got integrity, that I do what I say I'm going to do, that I'm going to show up at the same time every single week, that my message never changes. Now, I understand that we can contradict ourselves frequently. I get it. I do that too. And apparently I did it on my podcast. Nobody pointed this out to me, which is kind of lucky. Now you're probably going to hear it and you're going to be like, ooh, I get that now. But no one's pointed this part out for me. They've only pointed out that the fact that they liked the way that I was doing my schedule. So here's the thing, because on one episode that came out in like around episode 200, I said one schedule. And then another episode that came out like around episode 210, I said a different schedule. And on episode like 225 or something like that, I said another schedule. And I didn't even realize that. And part of it's because my schedule does kind of change. If it's summer, which is when I recorded one of them, I'm going to go biking quite a bit. I'm going to spend a lot of time outside and mountain biking. And the other thing that changed was I said in one of our podcast episodes that I do 6, 7, or 8 podcast episode recordings every Wednesday. Well, actually, that used to be true. That used to be true that every Wednesday I would do 6, 7, or 8 podcast episodes. But lately, to be honest, I've only been doing like 1 or 2 podcast episodes on a Wednesday. So this is your call to action, by the way, as well. I am looking for podcast guests. So come and share your story, what you are doing on your podcast. And I would absolutely prefer if I do have you on my podcast, let's just do what we call it reciprocity, a reciprocal interview where you also have me on your show. So I can add value to your show. I can answer questions about whatever it is that you're looking for help with. We can both benefit. I'll hack into your network by being in front of your peeps, and you'll hack into my network by being in front of my peeps. And so my listener, my avatar, you'll be able to get that exposure. And I would appreciate the exposure also being on your show. But the point is that I have not been doing 6, 7, or 8. And it made me feel bad because it got recorded that I was, because I was at the time, and then it changed. And I'm like, I don't want people to think that I'm acting out of integrity, that I'm saying that I take every Friday off. And if I don't, because with the passing of our team member, Michelle, I've been working a little bit more. So in general, because this could change, I was so embarrassed, by the way, that it wasn't congruent through those 3 times that I heard me talk about my schedule. So in general, I'm going to try to just give it to you now. On Mondays, I take mostly off. On Mondays, I don't think that I don't have a lot to do. On one of those episodes that I recorded, I said, that's when I meet with my team. Now, that actually used to be true, but I don't meet with my team a lot anymore because they're pretty much self-sufficient. There's over 30 employees, teammates, team members working their A's off to serve our 60-ish clients. I think there's like 50, high 50s today. But the point is that we've got 30 people doing that, and it's allowing me to have a little bit more time freedom. So on Mondays, I might not even go to the office. Sometimes I'll go to the office for like an hour or two. I might have a couple of meetings with my team, But I don't always do the office on Monday. And when I said that I try to take Mondays off, I think I said that in one of the episodes. I do, for the most part, take it off. But ever since Michelle had passed, I've been working like usually anywhere from 30 minutes to 90 minutes on a Monday. So there's that. I also do go to the gym. Tuesdays, I've said different things for Tuesday. On one of the episodes, it said like that Tuesdays are for coaching calls. And another one, it said that I take Tuesdays off for mountain biking. Now, when it's summer, I do take at least the morning off for mountain biking. When it's summer, like I call it Trestle Tuesday, where I like to go to Trestle Bike Park on Tuesday and just take the Tuesday off, or at least the first part of the Tuesday off. So for sure, I don't clock in until at earliest noon on a Tuesday because of mountain biking during the summer. But during the winter, I might actually be on. I might actually be clocked in. And what do I do on Tuesdays? Some of this could actually help you too. So don't check out right away. Some of this could actually help you because it's a lot about managing a schedule, not just consistency and congruency, showing your integrity, but it's also about how you manage your schedule. And I change my schedule a little bit depending on the season, right? So on Tuesdays, right now, I'm recording this during the summer. So I'm definitely taking the first part of the day off. I'm not going to clock in before noon. When I do clock in, it will be a combination of either consulting calls with people that are already our clients or discovery calls for people that want to be our clients. On Wednesdays, there is nothing that can happen on Wednesdays, really. There's almost nothing that can happen on a Wednesday except for my podcast interviews. However, I had enough podcast interviews lately because I'd kind of told the team to slow down on that. So on Wednesdays, I've been doing maybe just an hour or two of work, and I might spend a little bit of time doing like emails and stuff like that. Thursdays are very similar to Tuesdays, where it's more like I'm here the whole day. I'm at the office all day on a Thursday. I might record a solo episode because I was behind on it. It just needs to get done. So I'll just record a quick solo episode. I'll do discovery calls with potential clients, and I will do consulting calls with current clients. So that's the things that I'll do on a Thursday. But on Thursdays, I'm usually in the office from like 9 o'clock until about 3:30. I'll be in the office. So it's kind of like my longest day. And then on Fridays, 9 out of 10 times, I'm probably going to take Friday completely off. Like I will get some things done if I need to get some things done. Like I'm writing a book right now on podcasting. And so this Friday, which is actually tomorrow, I'm recording this on a Thursday, congruent with what I said before, that sometimes on Thursdays, I'll do a solo episode. So anyway, I'm taking off to Mexico in the morning. By the time you hear this, I will already be back, but I'm taking off for Mexico in the morning and I'll probably bring my laptop. And so I'll get a little bit of work done while I'm traveling. I'll be on the airplane. And what else am I going to do? I'll probably go through my book and make sure that it gets done. But in general, on almost every Friday, or at least every other Friday, I'm out of town. Like, I know it sounds weird. I try to get out of the state at least, maybe visit my brother, my sister, my parents, my grandma, go do a mountain biking trip. Maybe it's a short one because I live in Colorado and Moab's pretty close. St. George is, I think it was a 9-hour trip when I went to St. George a couple weeks ago, went to Moab last week, every other week. So 6 weeks ago, 3 times ago, went skiing with my brother. So this is like the norm. I just, every other week, I try to get out of the state at least. I'm going to go in the morning. I'm going to go to, I'm landing in Cancun, but it's the place is called Playa de Carmen. I've never been there. So it'll be kind of exciting. The guy who is my coach, as I'm getting a 6-pack, because anything you want to do, you got to hire somebody, right? So my coach, Mauro, he just moved there and I was like, cool. I didn't know where I was going to travel this week yet. So can I come out on Friday? And so I'm going to go hang out with him, maybe have dinner with him or whatever. But it'd be nice to meet him in person because I've never met him in person. I've seen him face to face. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there, hang out, exercise, stay in the sun, and come back on Sunday in time for date night on Mondays. Monday nights are always date nights. So anyway, the points that I wanted to make are, if you try really hard to be yourself and really consistent and really congruent, I think it's really going to shine through. It's going to help your podcast. And it's going to show a lot of the integrity, especially if you want to do business with your people. the people that listen to you. If you ever want to do business, I think it's important that you are showing up consistently so that they know that if you say you're going to do something, you do it. And same thing with being congruent through your message. I kind of effed up, right? I didn't even know that I effed up because my schedule changed. And they came out just a few episodes within each other, and they all said something slightly different. One said, I take Fridays mostly off. One says, I take Fridays all the way off. And the other one says, I take Fridays every other week off. Point is, I pretty much take almost every Friday all the way off. I might have to work a couple of hours though. And I want to make sure that you know that I acknowledge my mistakes, that I am working on being honest, transparent, congruent, and integrous to show you that it's important for you to do it as well. And yeah, that's really what I wanted to jump on. It's a short-ish episode on consistency and congruency through your show and what it really tells to other people and how I came about it. So for all of you who reached out to me and told me that you like my podcast, and for the others of you who mentioned specifically that you're happy that I'm taking Fridays off or whatever, I really appreciate you. I acknowledge you, and I'm grateful that you are reaching out to me. So your call to action, you'll have two today. I know you're not supposed to have two calls to action. Number one, I want you to see what you can do about being as honest, transparent, consistent, and congruent in your messaging and the things that you share on your show. And number two is, if you have a podcast or if you're about to have a podcast and you are open to either coming on our show and asking me questions and having it recorded, you get the free advice and then other people will benefit from it too. Or if you're crushing it with your show and you want to share how you got your first sponsor, if you want to share how you got your first 10,000 downloads, your first 1,000,000 downloads, whatever it is, please feel free to reach out at team@growyourshow.com. That's going to go to me and my team. Actually, we'll all get it. So that's a great way for you to let us know that you're open to being on the show, maybe even doing an interview swap reciprocally. And yeah, I really look forward to having you on the show. Make this your call to action. Like, however many times you might've heard me say this, make today be the day that you're like, okay, cool. I will actually message Adam and his team, and I'm going to get on the show. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to do this with two feet. And I appreciate you, and I'll see you on the very next episode. Bye for now. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.